In the day's other news, Wall Street ended one of its worst weeks this year as FedEx and General Electric reported sharply negative business trends. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down another 139 points today. It lost 4% for the week. The Nasdaq fell 104 points today and 5.5% for the week. The S&P 500's losses today left it down 4.8% this week. President Biden met with this afternoon with relatives of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, Americans jailed in Russia. Griner, a pro basketball star, pleaded guilty to drug-related charges. Whelan is a corporate security executive convicted of espionage, something that he denies. The administration has condemned their detainment and offered a prisoner swap, but Russia has not agreed. Migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts on Thursday have now been taken to a military base. The move was voluntary. The migrants boarded buses to catch the ferry to Cape Cod. State officials said they will receive food and housing at the base. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis arranged the migrants' flight. He says there may be more to come. The line in London to view Queen Elizabeth's coffin grew so long today that authorities closed it for 7 hours. When the line reopened, it still stretched for 5 miles. The government warned that it could take 24 hours to get into Westminster Hall, where the Queen is lying in state. Former soccer star David Beckham was among those sticking it out.
I grew up in a family that were all royalists, and I said earlier that today, I think back to my grandparents, because if my grandparents were alive, they would have been here.
At one point today, King Charles and his siblings stood a silent vigil at the coffin for 15 minutes. The Queen's funeral is Monday. In Pakistan, officials say floodwaters are now rapidly receding in the south. In hard-hit Sindh province, water levels have fallen as much as 3 feet in the last 48 hours, but could still take 3 months to return to normal. Millions are homeless and sleeping in makeshift tents after the summer of historic monsoons. The death toll has exceeded 1,500. Tropical Storm Fiona is moving into the Caribbean tonight. It's expected to cross the Leeward Islands before closing on the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic late Saturday. The storm could bring a foot of rain and touch off flash floods and mudslides. And air traffic controllers in France staged a day-long strike today over pay and recruiting. Departure boards turned red with domestic and international flights canceled or delayed. Thousands of passengers were left stranded. Still to come on the NewsHour, the death of Queen Elizabeth draws mixed reactions from former British colonies in Africa. A new Ken Burns documentary examines the United States' response to the Holocaust. A mother and daughter sit down for a candid conversation about vaccine hesitancy, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.